بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء كرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise and thanks is due to Allah Rabbul Izzah, who has allowed us to witness yet another blessed and Mubarak month of Ramadan. What is without a doubt the peak, the pinnacle, the climax of the Islamic calendar. And from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ لَنَفَحَاتٍ. Allah Rabbul Izzah has kept within the Islamic calendar certain special occasions and moments, where the winds of Allah's mercy blow very strongly upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right now the doors of rahmat, of mercy, of barakat, of blessings, of forgiveness, of opportunity are wide open. As though every day an announcer is announcing, Ya baghi al khayr aqbil. That way is that person who is searching for goodness, who is seeking righteousness, who is looking to make a change in his life, now is your time to shine. Step forward and take as much as you want. Take advantage of the sale that is on right now. Such a discount that is never to be repeated. A person sees, buy one, get one free. Even if he doesn't need the item, but this is such a deal that can never be missed. It is a bargain to be had. Right now Allah's deal is on, buy one, get 70 free. The hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Every fard action a person will carry out in the month of Ramadan, the bare minimum will be times 70 to his account. Ya baghi al khayr aqbil. Where is that person who is searching for righteousness, who is seeking goodness, who is trying to make a change in his life? Step forward now. Now is your opportunity, make it count. Ulama have given the example. A thriving business, which is running 24 hours a day, and the owner wishes to take a holiday, and he puts out an advertisement, who will stand in my shop? If he will take care of the customers, he will look after my goods that are on sale, then the rate I am prepared to pay him 20 rand per second. For every second he stands in my shop, 20 rand will go to him. He doesn't have to put in much effort. He just needs to make his presence felt. He just needs to be there, to put himself forward. We can well imagine if a person is tending to a shop like this, and then he receives a call, there is a braai happening somewhere, why don't you join us? Perhaps he won't even take the call. Leave alone even contemplating going to that da'wat. I cannot miss out. The rate right now will never be repeated. This is the month of Ramadan. These opportunities Allah Rabbul Izzah is giving us every second of the month of Ramadan. Ya baghi al khayr aqbil. Wa ya baghi al shar aqsir. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the announcement is made. Where is that person who still has masti in him, who is still looking for transgression and disobedience? Now is the time for you to hold back. Restrain yourself. Allah has made it easy for you. Allah has facilitated it for you. Those evil habits that you are trying to rid yourself of, that you cannot shake off the entire year, now is your opportunity. Come forward and place it in Allah's court. Respected brothers and elders, every one of us have been through multiple Ramadans. We have witnessed many, many months of Ramadan in our lives. But it is time for us to step back and revisit what is the month of Ramadan. What does this month hold for me? Unfortunately, we find many a times the month of Ramadan is reduced to a few superficial practices. We know generally throughout the year, come Thursday evening and go through the status messages, and you will find somebody has a picture of the Green Dome. Somebody has some durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is perhaps some poem reflecting one's love for Madina Munawwara. We normally say to the students in madrasa, Alhamdulillah, the atmosphere has been created. It is the night of Jumu'ah. But your Jumu'ah will not take you closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, depending on the number of status messages you have. Your closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be dependent on the number of durood you read. The month of Ramadan is not just about status messages, about forwarding a hadith a day. These are the rewards Allah has kept for you in the month of Ramadan. My Ramadan will become Mubarak dependent on my a'mal. How much I will exert myself, how much of an effort I will make to please Allah. The opportunity is there right now. What does Ramadan hold for us? The hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explains the wisdom behind the name of the month of Ramadan. لِأَنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرُ يَرْمِضُ الذُّنُوبُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, why is it called Ramadan? Ramadan, if we go into the root letters of the word, refers to burning something, setting something ablaze. He says this month was given its name because it will completely engulf and burn away your sins. The opportunity is there more than anything, my dear brothers. More than anything, the month of Ramadan is a period of amnesty. This 30-day window Allah has kept open in the calendar, that your entire file of the past 11 months, come and present it in my court. I am waiting to delete your sins. I am waiting to wipe out your evil habits. I am waiting to give you an opportunity. But who is there to take it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us. Understand, what does Allah want from us? And how does Allah wait for his slave to turn to him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains by means of an example. That traveler who is all alone in the desert, he has just one conveyance with him. All of his belongings, all of his goods, his food, his water, his supplies are on that one conveyance. And because of his exhaustion, fatigue, it's been a lengthy journey. The sun is blazing. The heat is overwhelming. He takes rest against a tree and he falls asleep. And when his eyes open, he realizes that conveyance has escaped. His lifeline is gone. No water, no drink, no supplies, no provisions. And this person rests against that tree, and he resigns himself to his fate. It will be just a matter of time before my life ends in this manner. And as he is seated there in that condition, his gaze falls into the distance, and he sees amazingly that very same conveyance walking in his direction. All of his possessions and belongings are intact. Through some miracle it has come back. The ecstasy and the joy that goes through him at that moment, due to his joy and happiness, he blurts out, O Allah, I am your Rabb, you are my slave. What a terminal error he makes. Purely on account of the level of his joy and excitement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, even more than his joy and excitement is the excitement of Allah Rabbul Izzah when his slave turns to him in tawbah. The month of Ramadan is an opportunity for this. Lallahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi. Allah becomes even more overjoyed. My slave is bringing his files and putting them in my court. He has taken advantage of my window of amnesty. I am prepared to forgive him right now. In this world, a person does someone down. He causes some harm or some loss to someone. And then he goes to him, please forgive me. I'm prepared to make amends. The first time he may be forgiven. The second time he may be forgiven. But eventually that person may say, I will forgive you, but I will never forget your mannerisms and your method. Whenever I have extended my hand out to your forgiveness, you took advantage. Now I will not open your account any longer. I am not prepared to do any dealings with you. Because I've already experienced your deceit. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to us, the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzah is unconditional. Allah is prepared not just to forgive, but to forget also. The famous incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam with the Bani Israel, they face a lengthy period of drought. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam gathers the Bani Israel, the young and the old, men and women, young children are there, the elderly are there, the sickly are there. And he raises his hands and he turns to Allah Rabbul Izzah, oh Allah, please send down rain. The reply comes, oh Musa, there is just one obstacle. In your gathering, there is somebody who has disobeyed me for 40 years. Every sin in the book he has perpetrated. There is no act of transgression that he has left out. It is on account of him that my mercy will not come down. O Musa, you will have to ask him to leave your gathering if you want rainfall. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes the announcement. In this gathering there is somebody who has disobeyed Allah for 40 years. If he does not leave, the entire community will suffer. The narration mentions this person turns to Allah. In his heart, he makes a deal with Allah. Oh Allah, if I wake up and leave, I will be disgraced. The entire community and town will know that I am that sinful person. Up till now, you had concealed my sins and transgression. But oh Allah, if I remain seated here, my people will be deprived of rainfall. The animals will be deprived. The crops will be deprived. The entire community and town will suffer. Oh Allah, I am turning to you in Tawbah. I am asking you to forgive me. No sooner does he say this, and the heavens open. The rain begins to fall. There is a downpour. The crops are nourished once again. The animals are able to satiate themselves. Everybody drinks to their fill. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turns to Allah. Oh Allah, what happened? Did you not say that you will withhold your rainfall on account of that sinful person? The response comes, oh Musa, my slave made Tawbah. He turned to me in repentance. Oh Allah, please show me who is this person. That in just a moment he earned your pleasure. And rain was sent on account of his Tawbah. I want to meet him. I want to congratulate him. His Tawbah was accepted. Look at the response. Oh Musa, when he was a sinner, I concealed him. Now that he has repented, do you think I will expose him? His deeds are dead and buried. His files will never be exposed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, that fortunate person who had those files that he had not yet made Tawbah from, or those minor errors and slip-ups, but he will be called in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzah, he will say, oh Allah, you concealed me in this world, don't disgrace me. And Allah will take him into a private gathering. Nobody will witness his transgressions and sins. That is the compassion, the love, the mercy, the kindness of Allah. And every single attribute of Allah is on full display right now, my dear brothers. This is the opportunity. This is the moment to make it or break it. We do not have to wait for the last 10 days. Allah has given us the opportunity right now. As we mentioned, my dear brothers, we have passed through many, many Ramadans. But revisit, what does the month of Ramadan stand for? Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahimahullah, one of our great pious predecessors, would mention that there are two types of fasts. One is the general fast that every person knows and understands. It commences at the time of Subuh Sadiq, it ends at the time of sunset. What is the requirement for a person to abstain? If he will abstain from food and drink from dawn to sunset, his fast will be completed. And then he says there is a second type of fast, which is known as the fast of Islam. This commences from the time a person comes of age, and it will end when the sun of his life sets. Just as the requirement in the first fast was to abstain, to avoid food and drink, the requirement here also is abstention. Abstention from all that will earn the displeasure of Allah. And then he writes and says that the success and the acceptance of the first fast is dependent on whether a person fulfills the second fast or not. The fast of Islam. Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would always give that example, that the month of Ramadan teaches us that we have the ability. How the fasting person waits for the call of the muadzin. The savories are in front of him. The milkshake is there. The cool and fresh water is in front of him. It was a long day at work, but he will not dare take even a sip of water as long as the adhan is not called out. He understands this is the boundary, the limit of Allah. The month of Ramadan is a training ground. It is an eye-opener for every one of us that we have the ability within us. For that person who passed the 11 months of the year thinking that I cannot shed my bad habits, perhaps it is some illicit relationship. How many a youngster says, I am caught up in it, I cannot get out of it. I am prepared to forego my own home also. Understand what a stage of insanity. That young girl who grew up in the comfort and security of her father's home. He gave her everything. He took care of her food, her drink, her clothing, her education. He opened every door for her. And she says, I'm prepared to give it up for some stranger. I don't even know if he will take care of me properly. But the love has gripped the heart. And that young girl says, I cannot get out of it. That young boy says, I cannot give it up. It may be some illicit relationship. It may be some addiction. And the greatest addiction, my dear brothers, the greatest addiction right now, ulama say, is our addiction to the cell phone. Allah, give us tawfiq, just as we upgrade our homes, we upgrade our cars, we upgrade our standard of living, let us upgrade our Ramadan, our fast for this year. Let it become a real fast. Fast of the eyes, fast of the ears, of the heart. Ulama say that I do not look at that which will earn the displeasure of Allah. How many a times just aimlessly scrolling through social media, the next car that I can buy, the next deal that I can do, the next property, the next investment. Allah, give us tawfiq for the month of Ramadan, at least put that on hold. Put it aside. After Ramadan, we can go back to it if it is not haram. But at least for the month of Ramadan, put it aside. Where I am in my worldly life right now, I am content. Now is the time to make my akhirah. Fast of the eyes, fast of the ears. Sometimes the entire evening will go by discussing this one and that one, his faults, her flaws. Allah, give us tawfiq within our homes also. We say to our family members, if there's anybody's faults, discuss mine. If there's anybody's weaknesses, let's make a list of my own faults and then let's start with it. We know if we have to give that list or that open page to the wife, the list will never end. The entire month will come out, perhaps the year will come out. Let's discuss my flaws, my weaknesses. But Allah, give us tawfiq, a true fast of the ears, of the eyes, of the hands, that we are not typing unnecessarily. Sometimes the woman folk at home, how many recipes are we going to browse? There's only so much we can cook and bake. We've already finished the book so many times. Allah, give us tawfiq, we don't waste one moment of the month of Ramadan. As we mentioned, let us upgrade our roza for this year. Make it a real fast. Real abstention, true abstention. And then see the noor when we open Quran Sharif. Noor will come into our eyes. Noor will come into our ears, into our hands. Our entire life will be full of noor and barakat. Then we'll really feel the month of Ramadan. Otherwise it will be sari to iftari, iftari to sari. Tarawih will come and go. The month of Ramadan will end. but I have not really abstained. The eyes are still dirty, the ears are still dirty, the heart is still tainted. Allah is giving us the opportunity, my dear brothers. The golden platter is there. Come and take as much as you want. Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would explain, the month of Ramadan, it is as though the government has given every one of us a printing machine. Print as much currency as you want. The highest denomination, 200 rand notes. There is no limit whatsoever. The machine is there, the paper is there, the ink is there. Start your printing. And we know, if that machine had to be given to me, if I had to take a toilet break also, I'll ensure somebody is there. The husband will take a shift, the wife will take a shift. The dadi and dada who can't even get out of bed also will put them on. You take half an hour, you take half an hour. The small children also will teach them how to use that machine. We can make it right now. We can make it right now, my dear brothers. Decisions for our akhirat, decisions for our future, for our health, for our wealth, for our provisions, for our children, for our iman, for our aqaid, our taqwa, for our qabr, for our akhirat, for our jannat, decisions are being made right now. Every iftari decisions are being made. Allah give us tawfiq, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, iftari time, he would say, afsos, that how we lament the person who hears the azan and he just commences with his eating. He doesn't give a second thought, this is a Mubarak time right now. He would say that his practice, when the adhan goes, break your fast with one kajur, and then give yourself 1 minute at least. 1 minute at least and make dua from your heart. You still have time to eat. The entire night is there to partake of whatever you want to. But don't lose those precious moments. The time of iftari, unfortunately, my dear brothers, this is something that has to be addressed. We find this in every masjid. The Maghrib azan is called, the Maghrib iqamat takes place. How many of us are missing takbir-e-ula? First rakat goes sometimes, second rakat goes, just to get down one or two more savories. We abstain the entire day. It is just 5-10 minutes longer. Allah give us the realization, the understanding, as we mentioned, every fard times 70. The takbir-e-ula times 70. What does it mean times 70? One fard action. Ulama say you can wake up for tahajjud every day of your life. It will not equate to one fard salah. And this is fard in the month of Ramadan. Allah is giving us the opportunity. Let us take advantage, my dear brothers. As we mentioned, this is more than anything a month of opportunity. A month of amnesty. Sit down, make those deals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always mention, we do not even have to raise our hands. We do not even have to verbalize it. Allah understands the whisper of the heart. Make those deals with Allah. These are my files for the past 11 months. These are my shortcomings. These are my bad habits. I want to come right. And ulama say, even if I don't want to come right, still put it in front of Allah. I don't want to come right. I don't want to give it up. I can't get rid of that evil habit. I want her in my life. Or I want him in my life. I don't want to give up that addiction. Still, you Allah, take it away. Take it away from me. Now the field is there. The field is ready. The seeds we will plant, the watering we will do, the harvest will be seen when the month of Ramadan will end. The nur in the heart, the barakat in the heart, the taqwa within the home. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us understanding that we don't waste a single moment of the month of Ramadan. Allah, let this be the best Ramadan of our lives. Let it be the Ramadan where our lives turn around. Let it be that real life-changing moment. When we make those decisions, those difficult decisions, we turn to Allah, we extend our hand of friendship, we grab onto the hand of Allah, Rabbul Izzah, and we take from the unlimited treasures of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.